conditions sweeping the nation, Powerball fever spreading tonight, millions of Americans and a dream, and now a record Powerball jackpot. In California tonight, this is their first Powerball, helping to explain the line like this one in Hawthorne in Los Angeles. Tonight's jackpot is now an estimated $600 million, and the odds of winning, 1 in 175.2 million. And at this point, because so many Americans have bought tickets, 80% of all possible combinations have already been chosen. ABC's John Schriffen on the fingers crossed in homes across America tonight and right here in the studio. John's in California.
This is the sound heard around the country tonight. Powerball tickets spitting out as fast as possible for the record $600 million jackpot.
What's your strategy?
I'm just doing the quick pick, and I did some birthdays, a few prayers.
Here in Hawthorne, California, Bluebird Liquors is considered the luckiest store in the entire state, crowning six different millionaires. That's why you can see here behind me, the line for Powerball tickets stretches all the way down the block. How long have you been waiting on this line?
I would say at least about an hour and a half, but it feels like forever.
Is it worth it?
I hope so.
With all the excitement comes plenty of security. Here inside the vault in Florida, where the numbers will be drawn tonight, officials are taking no chances, making sure the lottery scandal of 1980, when the balls were weighted with lead paint so they would fall in a specific order, doesn't happen again. But if no one wins tonight, the next jackpot could be close to $1 billion, leaving lottery officials with a minor issue.
Well, you know, that's really a problem for us because most of the signs out there go to 999.
If that does happen, Bluebird Liquors here says it will happily handwrite a sign for $1 billion. And that is possible. Lottery officials say only 20% of the possible combinations still have not been purchased.